From lashes for days with the Viral Liquid Lash Extensions Mascara to lift and color from their Brilliant Eye Brightener, Thrive Cosmetics is the go-to for amplifying everyday looks. Plus, every product is 100% vegan, cruelty-free, and made with clean, skin-loving ingredients that work with your skin. Amplify your everyday. Go to thrivecosmetics.com/shine26 for an exclusive offer of 20% off your first order. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS.com/shine26.
The Neil Prendeville Show on Red FM.
Conversation that matters.
The Neil Prendeville Show, text 0868104106. Get involved in the conversation. A court report that made the newspapers this week involved a man by the name of Payman Nasser, who was in court and had to take his lumps in court, as the fellow says. We don't know what the sentence will be because it'll be back before the court in June, I believe. But it was what was called in court a classic case of road rage that saw a motorist get out of his car and lift a bicycle by the saddle, and the cyclist fell off with the driver falling on top of him on a sunny afternoon in Cork City. And the whole event happened in June of 2024. Payman Nasser, as I say, is the person who was before the court, and he joins me by phone. Payman, good morning.
Good morning to you.
Okay,
morning,
was it a worry waiting for the court appearance? I'm curious. Would you be stressed and anxious about it?
I was quite anxious, to be honest with you, because I was not expecting this to happen.
Yeah.
Because of the whole scenario, yeah. Because it just, I didn't do anything wrong, okay. And I just was just trying to drive on, and then somebody just did something wrong, and I tried to ask him, why did you do that?
Okay.
And then that's the whole thing.
Let's just take a look at it, because it was a sunny afternoon, Cork City, it was a Sunday, June 6th, 2024. You're in your car around the junction between Washington Street and Grand Parade. There's somebody in the passenger seat with you, I believe. So what?
Yeah, my partner was sitting there.
Okay.
She was sitting next to me there.
So what happened?
Very briefly, we were driving on a Sunday afternoon going to pick up my grandson in Washington Street, and then we were driving from Washington Street from the junction of North Main Street, South Main Street towards the Washington Street to go collect my grandson and go to Cove on a sunny day.
Yeah.
And then subsequently, I realized there's a cyclist in my left-hand side after I was alerted by my partner that this cyclist is very close to the car. And I looked at it in the mirror. Yes, he was very close. And I pulled on the right, and then he got very close and looked into the car. And then I stopped the car in the traffic just before the junction. And then she rolled the window down. I think she did. And then told him that, why don't you cycle in the cycle lane rather than into the next to the car in the, very close to the car.
Okay.
And at the same time, I said, you're going to hurt yourself, mate. Just cycle a little bit away from the car.
Mm-hmm.
And then as soon as I said that, he stopped by the car, and then he rolled back a little, a couple of feet back, and then he kind of punched the car 3 or 4 times very, very hard, and then punched that window. And then she was very scared in the car, obviously, naturally. We were just happy out on the Sunday day, the sunny day going away. And so she just immediately, she went forward in front of the car, put his bike right in front of the car. And then after what happened, I could see that anything can happen at this moment. The guy who punched the window so hard, and she's scared and then kind of petrified. And then so I just pulled out of the traffic in the bus lane and drive on, because I didn't want to stay there. I want to just go away at that moment. And then when I turned right to the Grand Parade, I said, I stopped the car and I see, why did he bang on the window in the back of the car? Not saying anything, and no abusive language, no swearing, nothing whatsoever. I just said, you hurt yourself, mate. You're just circling your own way, away from the car. And then I went out of the car. And then I told her, trying to calm her down, and I went out of the car, and I went about like 20 meters, 15 to 20 meters behind the car at the Grand Parade, just before the market. I flagged him down to seriously ask him, why did you punch the car for? What was the reason? I didn't say anything to you. And the guy cycled, he was cycling on a racing bike. He was cycling very fast. He cycled the other side of the road, and I just didn't attack him, or I just flagged him down with my hand.
Yeah.
Can you stop for a second?
Yeah.
And then he cycled past by me, went to the side of my car, and I just turned around. I was standing at the same time. As soon as I realized that He stopped by the car, put his head and hand into the car, and then I started kind of walking fast towards the car. It's 20 meters away. And then he took the key out of the car ignition and cycled away towards the sat nav from there.
With the keys?
And then
I thought he took them out of the key ignition and he threw the keys away.
Out of the ignition? No, he took it out of the ignition. And then I went fast, and then as soon as I was in the car, she was screaming in the car. She was petrified with hand after the banging, after the previous incident, that injunction happened, that escalated, the thing came and put his head and hand in the car. And then she was screaming. She just told me he took the key. So I went on and literally catch up with him. And then the only thing I could do, I could actually hold the saddle from the back of his saddle and hold him. And I stopped him. And then he fell off the bike and I'm going forward. My motion is forward. I fall down and I just got up immediately. And he is clutching to my key in his hand, his palm. And then I said, give me my key back. I'm quite angry. Obviously, as anybody would be. And then after the whole thing scenario happened, he didn't give me the key back. He actually threw it away under the cars, cars.
Okay. Okay.
And then I picked him up. I picked the bike up. He wanted to go away. And then I said, no, you're not going anywhere until the guard arrives. And I picked up a phone. I called the guards. And then the guards arrived after about 15, 20 minutes. He was trying to go away a few times. And I said, you're not going anywhere.
Well, did you restrain him? Arrives.
I'm sorry?
Did you restrain?
I had to sit him down on the bench. He wanted to get up and go a few times. And I said, no, you're not going anywhere. So I said, you are staying until the guard arrives. You're not going anywhere, mate. Obviously, I had publics there as well. And then I didn't touch him. I just hold him by the arms, sat him there. I said, you're not going anywhere.
But you did hold him, like you did restrain him. I just need to be clear on that.
If somebody take the car out of my ignition and try to run away, is my duty to hold him? And if he wants to run away, it's my duty. How do I hold him?
Okay, okay.
What do? I just tell him to stay, mate. Please stay. He wouldn't. He's okay. Going to go. I sat him down. I have to stay with him to make sure he's not legging it.
Okay, fair enough.
Until the guard arrives.
Can I just ask you, as we're hearing this story, did you give evidence in court and say all of this?
The entire lot.
Okay. So all
of,
because
from A to Z of it, I said everything that I just said to you.
All right, because that doesn't all make the court reports. Obviously, it was much more concise, the article, than what you're saying. There's a lot more information.
I said everything that I just said to you. That's what I said.
Okay, you said all of that,
and then the evidence was made as well.
Okay,
because you see, people that videoed it. Of course, there is a video that people videoed it. They saw this big guy, 6'2", and then holding this poor bicycle guy. But they didn't know the previous history. And I hold him and sat him there until the guard arrives.
Okay. Can I just admit and hold my hand up, I haven't seen this video you're referring to. It hasn't been shown to me, so I don't know anything about that. So the guards the guards arrived then. And what happened at that stage?
15, 20 minutes later, the guards arrived. And then 15 minutes, I don't know how long, but I wasn't really sure. And then I was just had my eyes on the ground and I flew away, and then they took my details. They took these details. I sat in the car, drove off, and then I knew that.
Did you find the keys?
No, never. I didn't find my partner had a car key in the middle of the car because I had a spare one. She had that.
So it was a spare one.
I had the spare one, and a spare one was in the ignition, but the actual key was in the middle of the car in the thing.
So okay. So you drove off, and the guards took statements, and everybody went their merry way, if you like. What happened? Yeah. What happened next? Then, subsequent to all of that.
Well, subsequent to all of that, I received a summons that I've been charged with assault. I've been charged with some form of a breach of peace. I've been charged with careless driving. And I'm saying that if someone's daughter, wife, a lady sitting in the car, and then somebody punched the window, and then go and take the key from the car, and then run away, and then you stop them, should I be charged for that assault? And I didn't touch him. I didn't do anything to him. He wasn't even nothing. Not a bruise, nothing.
I know that in evidence the man felt that he said that he was under attack and that he felt very nervous and he was worried about the threat of violence. And actually a witness said that he watched it, or at least parts of it, and heard you demanding the keys, and the cyclist was nervous. The witness said the cyclist was looking under cars, and you were saying to him, you get those keys, you get those keys. And the eyewitness said that the cyclist looked as if it was under threat of violence, and that's what the eyewitness took from it. Indeed.
I just told the guy to look for the key, give my key.
Yeah, no, that's fine. Listen, I understand what you're saying 100%. I'm just giving you just the counter argument that was made.
I heard that before, but however, I am 6'2". A lot of people know me. I'm a big guy. I'm not a violent guy. I'm a big guy. But he pulled his bike in front of my car.
Yeah, we covered that. Yeah, no, and, fair enough.
And then, if I wanted to escalate, I would have easily opened my driver door after they banged on the window. I would have opened the door and go escalate that and that point. I didn't do that.
Okay, but I'm just looking.
I'm
just looking at action and the subsequent reaction, and perhaps it was the. I'm just saying this out loud that it was the going after him. Because the court heard that it appeared threatening and aggressive, lifting the bike by the saddle and knocking him to the ground.
No, I didn't knock him to the ground at all. I pulled the saddle to stop him.
Yeah, but as a consequence to that, the court heard that he fell to the ground or whatever, and you know he was knocked to the ground as a consequence.
He's
of lifting.
On the racing bike going. His excuse was, I wanted to get away from this guy and make sure that he doesn't follow me.
Yeah.
With the car. You know what my answer is? I was 20 meters away behind the car. He stopped by the car, complete halt.
Took the keys out.
And then if you want to run away from somebody, you don't stop. You just on the cycle. You're on the fast cycle. By the time I come back to the car, turn ignition on a very busy Grand Parade, and I do that, there is no way. He has hundreds of ways to go. He can go to Hillebrand Street. He can go to Turkey Street. He can go over the bridge. He can run away from me, no problem, even if I have a car, if I'm a fast driver, if there is no traffic.
Yeah.
That was an excuse. That was not actually, he wanted to take the key away, that's all.
Okay.
What he wanted to
do. But it's what you did next, I think, got you into the hot water. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. He didn't expect me to catch up with him.
No, but you did, and I'm saying as a consequence of what you did when you caught up with them, got you into trouble and got you prosecuted.
I don't know. I mean, how the law works? I am the one calling the guard. I wouldn't call on the guard myself.
Okay.
I assaulted this guy. Come and catch me.
Okay, and are you gonna take your punishment, whatever that may be? It could well be. I don't know.
I'll take my advice from my legal team. So I'll take my advice from my legal team. So whatever they would say, because I certainly would consider that judgment at the moment that I would not agree with it. That's my initial reaction, and then I'll have to take my legal advice from my legal team.
Okay. Have you had a chat with them as to whether you might appeal it or something? Just curious.
Yes, they have said that we have to wait until the period until 23rd of June comes, and then we can make that decision on 23rd of June.
Okay. Does that make it a criminal conviction? It does. Guilty of assault.
I don't know, to be honest with you. I don't know. I'm not a criminal person. I'm not a violent person. I never had these cases
before. It's guilty of assault and a Section 6, which is engaging in threatening behavior. So I'm just thinking it wouldn't necessarily be a traffic violation. It would be more than that. It would be threatening behavior. Assault probably would be criminal. That would have a huge impact, wouldn't it?
I have principles in my life. I know myself, and I did not threaten anybody. I wanted to get my key back and ask the guard to come in and tell him that he took my key away.
Yeah.
That wasn't the intention to go, and I'm not going around randomly beating people up around the street.
No, that's me.
I'm not in that game at all. You know, when I was for 30 years, a lot of people know me. 34 years, 33 years I'm here. A lot of people know me. I'm not a violent person.
Okay, so it's going to be a bit of a wait then until June before the courts again to find out what happens with regards to some kind of a sentence or whatever the case may be. I think the judge is possibly looking at a probation report to take a look at community service, but you're not happy with the sentence and may well do something
about it. I do my community service every day. The people know me. I work with a lot of people, charities around the place, and I do my community service. I'll be delighted to do community service extra, no problem. But when it comes to my reputation, I have principle in my life. I work with people of Cork for many, many years. I do serve them. I do service them. And then I do a lot of try to do a lot of good things in that regard.
Good man. Long may that continue. Listen, appreciate you taking the call, and I'm happy to give you the opportunity to tell your side of the story. We'll wait and see what happens next, Payman, okay?
Sure, of course. Thank you so much for calling me.
Okay, all the best.
Thank you. Take care.
Bye. Isn't that a very interesting case now? I have to say it really is. Very, very interesting indeed. But it's all about your thoughts. Text 0868104106. We've heard Payman's thoughts on it. What do you make of it? Text 0868104106.